Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and this is The Uplift, a weekly devotional podcast for normal people who just need an extra boost. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verses this week come from Matthew 22, 36 through 40. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So I actually had a whole other uplift written and ready to go, and then this week happened. Somewhere on the internet this week, someone posted a picture of our church sign that happens to say a blessed Ramadan to our Muslim neighbors, and posted that sign with an encouragement for their people to mobilize and called a protest. So our phone here at church rang again and again and again and again. With angry, but I'm assuming well-meaning, faithful Christians calling us to tell us that supporting people of other faiths is wrong. We should be converting them, we heard. How can we possibly support these people? So, my dear uplifters, the previously mentioned, already written uplift will have to wait for another week. I want to take this one to think about the question of loving our neighbor and what that looks like. I chose Matthew 22 for our uplift verses today because if you have any history in the church, you have likely heard this set of verses. It's been a part of our shared history no matter what your denominational background is. A young lawyer asks Jesus to tell him of all the rules and laws in Scripture, of all the ones they're required to learn and memorize and follow. If you only had to follow one, which one was the most important one? Jesus responds with, "Love God, love others," and then says, "All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands." That means if you have to distill all of the Hebrew scripture, all the laws and prophetic writings from our Old Testament down to two commandments, you would get love God and love your neighbor. So then the next question logically would be, well, what does that look like? What does it look like to love our neighbor? Now, this is not an easy question to ponder the week I've been fielding angry phone calls with people I wish weren't included in this commandment. But if I believe God's love includes me, despite all my failings and all the ways I fall short, and I do believe that's true, then I also should believe that God's love includes all children of God. All. All children, meaning even those who don't believe the same things I believe. All children, including those who disagree with me, vehemently even. See, over and over again, Jesus crossed lines and broke down boundaries in the name of love. So, we just celebrated Pentecost in the church. It's a day where we celebrate and remember the coming of the Spirit, which set in motion the action of the people of God and the world. One of the key moments of the text we read in church on Pentecost is that all the people gathered around heard the word of God spoken and preached in their native tongue. This, to me, is a joyous moment celebrating diversity. Now, I understand that Jesus and his disciples did not speak English, but I'm making a point here by saying the Spirit didn't demand those gathered around them speak English, right? You have to speak English before this includes you. The Spirit doesn't demand adherence or allegiance to a specific doctrine before dwelling within each person gathered on that day. That is not how it works. The spirit moves and dwells however the heck she wants to. That's how the spirit works. And the spirit does this for all of us, worthy or unworthy. And then we are sent to be this kind of love in the world. The kind of love that celebrates diversity, that crosses lines and breaks down divisions. The kind of love that looks at people as humans and not as animals and treats them with kindness and compassion and love, no matter what they are doing or where they have come from. Oh, if we loved like this, if we as Christians just followed these two commandments, imagine the world we could partner with God in creating. Love God, love neighbors. And it's hard, uplifters. I know it's hard. It feels downright impossible to love people who are hard to love. But when we take the time to ask ourselves what the loving thing is for each and every person we encounter, knowing that the loving thing might be different for each and every person we encounter, we are doing beautiful, holy work. The work of love in a world that does not see it often enough. So get to it, uplifters. I want to know what loving your neighbor looks like to you. So take pictures, post them on Facebook or Instagram, tag me or Team Uplift. Let's show the world what radical, inclusive, undeserving love looks like. It is what we've all already received, after all. The Uplift podcast you just heard represents a whole community of uplifters, people who are going through something difficult or have gone through something difficult, who needed something more than trite answers and cheesy cliches. This community now includes you. If you know someone who needs to hear something good today, please invite them into this little group of uplifters by passing it along. If you want more information, if you want to sign up for a weekly email or send me a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Lastly, a thank you to Nate Bergengren, who I am now bequeathing the title of podcast producer, for his work getting these recordings out into the internet by way of magic? I don't actually know how it works. And also for composing the music you hear at the beginning and end of each podcast. He's the best.